is one that might be a little controversial, not because of party, but because of some of the other politics that happen in this building. Our kids are being bullied in our schools, and some of are even attempting suicide. And it's something that is just spreading so quickly. It is pervasive in a young person's life. And sometimes the schools can't intervene quick enough to save that young person's life. So what we're looking at doing is requiring schools to then bus students to other schools. Because if you need to move schools and you can't afford it or it's too far, you can't go. And even in places like rural Colorado, what are you going to do if your mom can't, you know, bus you or can't drive you an hour away? We're going to require the school districts to bus you to a safe place if they can't make that building safe for you.
And it's so important that you're considering the rural areas, mm-hmm. that if you're in a small town,
exactly,
then what?
And if you're low income and you can afford it, you know, or if it, you know, throws off your work schedule and they're not allowed to take that leave. So, you know, so we're going to look at that, and it will be, I think it'll be an interesting conversation, because it won't be party that dictates it.
Just to remind our readers, our listeners, that that they can get a hold of you on Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn,
right.
And they can go to the Colorado government site and find you. Is there any other place I don't know about that they could find you?
I like Instagram.
Instagram, okay.
Right.
Yes.
Those Instagram stories are my secret place, so feel free to check it out there. I try to put more of my day-to-day activities on my Instagram stories, but you can find me at Leslie Herod, which is LeslieHerod.
Thank you so much for taking time out and for the work you're doing for all of us.
Thank you.
And now it's 2 minutes past 7 o'clock, and we are KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Good evening. I'm Chris Moore, and I'll be your host tonight for Opera Box, and also, of course, then our usual classical music show, A Classic Monday, from 8 until 10 p.m. this evening. And then Present Edge comes in, and that's from 10 until midnight. So as you kind of watch the snowstorm come in, enjoy some great classical music of several different kinds and types. And we're going to start with some music of Bohuslav Martinu. Who is that, you say? Not as famous as Puccini, not as famous as Verdi, but he also wrote operas. He wrote everything. He was a very, very prolific Eastern European composer of the kind of the earliest to mid-20th century. And he did something that's very similar to what Benjamin Britten did. And Benjamin Britten might be known better for his miracle operas than Martinu is, but there were several miracle plays that came, many, many miracle plays, actually, that came out with music back in the Middle Ages, and these were to tell some of the stories of the great miracles of the saints and of the Virgin Mary and of Jesus, etc. And in some ways, this created a foundation for the world of opera, which wasn't to come into full flower, really, until 1600. So for about 1,000 years or so, these miracle plays were the closest thing we had to opera in many ways. But Bohuslav Martinu, inspired by that, put out a cycle of four operas collectively called The Miracle of Our Lady. And we're going to listen to not all four of them, but we will hear the Nativity and Sister Pascalina. And the Nativity, of course, that itself is a miracle. And Sister Pascalina tells the story of a nun who has visions of the Virgin Mary and performs many miracles with her. This is a number of soloists, and the mere pronunciation of their names is going to be a challenge, but here we go. Mrazovo Markova and Krachovilo Depovond, Zitek Kuchner, and Yetichka Pruso, with the Prague Radio Chorus, the Prague Symphony Orchestra, and Yuri Belovnik is our conductor. Let's listen to some excerpts from Martinu's collection, The Miracle of Our Lady. This is a cycle of four operas, again, inspired by the ancient miracle plays of the Middle Ages in Europe. Thank you.
am was.
račte vstoupit dovnitř, pánové a dámy. Začíná se hráti nové představení. Chmurná tragédie dobrodružné pany, drama o Maríken, rodem z Nizozemí. Sám Lucifer z pekla se s ní oženil a celých 7 roků manželsky s ní žil. Jednou časně z rána opustila dědečka a že půjde na trh do blízkého městečka. Měla pro domácnost v krámech nakoupiti vína, svíček, plátna, koření a nití. Byla svěží, krásná jako poupě v máji, že popletla hlavy hochům v celém kraji. Domů chtěla přijít ještě před večeří, než se nad krajinou černavá tma šeří. Ale rušné město se jí zalíbilo, výklady a světly zcela okouzlilo. Viděla tam tolik klenotů a toalet, že až zapomněla navrátit se zpět. Pak se dala kvapem pěšinami k lesu. Keře šlehaly jí trním do účesu, praskot vlastních kroků zarážel v ní dech, zjevovali se jí kostlivci ve stromech. Když pak v dáli zazněl klinkající zvonek, pevně v ruce stiskla svatý medailonek a potřísněna krví bez dechu pádila, v roklích a pasekách stále víc bloudila. A když polomrtva plakala svůj žal, to už sám ďábel ve tmě poslouchal. Jaké to šílenství, ubohá Maríken. Ďábla chceš přivolat rouhavým pokřikem? Ďábel je nablízku zahalen v černých tmách, jako vlk čenichá za tebou po stopách. I když ho nevidíš, on tě pozoruje. Silné světlo v očích zvolna zapaluje. Už si brousí zuby, pracky olizuje. Maríken, dej pozor, ďábel nablízkuje.
Proč naříkáš, malička, Bibla, že jsi očička? Máš snad ze mě strach? весна збудила си на цестах. Пойд, укажу ти, куди їд. Цели край, куд добче знам, Богу тє за руку зіг, це ще не. Сице мам, але богатші сем, нежлі крал. Златем прямо оплівам. Яко в раї би се сміла, гдиби си смє взала за пан жена.
А я не мам кінц, ані пенгес, ані в'єна, єдум за хаку, матєречка.
Маріхен, Маріхен, не лжи так. Віца ні м'яки годі зрад, не дочка, бо в дітті ості. Все одно мужеш мужу, світа до світості.
Маріхен, дей позор. Маріхен, Маріхен, дей позор. Вспомені на свій домек се заградку.
Maríke.
Vzpomeň na Marii Panu, na patronku.
Maríke, Maríke.
Vzpomeň na svůj křížek v medailonku.
Vzpomeň na Marii Panu, Maríke.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Ejhle, tak Maríken na nový život se dala, ošklivému ďáblu na smrt na život se vzdala. Ten svých kouzel využil a na koště s ní set. Jako divý vichr dal se prudce v let. Letěl nad průplavy lesy vinicemi, až se v městě Anvers snesl dolů k zemi. U dveří do baru položil Maríken. Oplzlé ženštiny vyhrnuli se ven. Maríken v brokátu s perlami naší, tím štěstím pekelným celá se opíjí.
Zná, jak nějaká princezna. Rafinované, ty jsou, pane, prohnané. Zde je moje čiš, pojď se napít vyliš. Sláva Bohu i všem čertům pospolu, pojď a přisedni k nám ke stolu.
Thank you.
Andělé na nebi zalkali, slzami a krví plakali nad ubohou Marijken. Ta od města k městu chodila, všude hřích a zkázu zasila a sklízela svou strašnou žeň pod ochranou ďábelského kmotra, bezokého milence a lotra. Žárlivost, nenávist, hněv, násilí, loupež a krev, otcovražda, sebevražda, nejhorší hanebnost každá pro Marijken dobrá byla, aby se jí dopustila, ďáblovi se zalíbila. Marijken, Marijken, vzpomeň na poslední den. Vzpomeň na Marii Panu na zahrádku tulipánů. Vzpomeň na svůj rodný kraj, na své nevinnosti ráj. Vzpomeneš-li na své mládí, tvoje svědomí se zardí. Rozbíj kluský rozkoše kruh, pak se smiluje snad Bůh. Potom jednou na veliké svátky do města se herci nastěhovali s boudami a kolovrátky. Divadlo na rinku zahráli. Hojně lidstva přišlo na to představení, staří, mladí, muži, děti, ženy. A ti herci tenkrát hráli o Ježíši Kristu králi, o ďáblovi maškaronu, o Marii Paně. Též Marijken přišla podívat se na ně.
Na co myslíš, miláčku?
Spovídám.
Ty máš myslit jenom na mě.
Myslím na tě až příliš.
Co tě trápí za starost? Napadá poslouchat takové hlouposti. Boha samého mohla by přivést na pokání.
Maškaron! Maškaron!
Ticho tam, prosím, hra už začíná.
Thank you. ваш корон, дьявольский адвокат, цисек нынешему соуд, цик отволат. С просьбой убегать злочинце, припахал ему за межи, а в сердце е не вини, як усни. Протоже сека, последний годинце, гдеж попади ангеле пропоклесек, едини били за вражени.
Я не отпирам никому своего слилования, кто да се на потани, а кто се вздаме.
Spravedlnost jak polevila, už je jiná nežli v dobách proroků a králů byla.
Dřív tak pokojné, dnes je strašně odbojné proti božím zákonům. Kdybych tebe poslouchal, hned bych na něm meč svůj vzal.
Udeř, 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 udeř.
So we heard excerpts from four different operas of Bohuslav Martinů, collectively called The Miracle of Our Lady. We heard most of the first two operas of that cycle of four operas altogether, with Maratsova Markova and Kratislava Deplomovsky, Zitek Kuzner, and Zedlieko Pruso. A nightmare for every announcer, all those names. The Prague Radio Chorus and the Prague Symphony Orchestra conducted by Jiří Belodovec. That's a Superfam compact disc. And these operas are inspired by the ancient miracle plays with music that took place throughout the Middle Ages for, gosh, about 1,000 years or so. And Benjamin Britten's miracle operas are much more famous and well-known, but Bohuslav Martinů did a series of them as well. So it's about 1.5 minutes now past 8 o'clock. We are KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Good evening. I'm Chris Moore. I've been enjoying playing this music that we don't often get to hear. This particular opera is very, very rarely performed, but done very beautifully here in this performance. I'd like to mention a couple things that are coming up, and one of those is actually kind of fun. It's got nothing to do with opera, really, but Disenchanted is at BDT Stage now. It's probably, I think, just opened up very recently, and that'll be going through March. It's kind of the happily ever after fairy tales, but these princesses are not really all that happy, and that's kind of what the musical is about. And then also, kind of going back into the more serious vocal world, Opera Colorado is putting on an afternoon of American song, and I've got my tickets for it, and I hope you do too, Saturday, February 2nd at 2 p.m., and I'll be talking more about that and playing some excerpts from that as well. But right now, it is time for a Classic Monday, and we are going to jump in with a live interview right off the bat here with violinist Charles Weatherby of the Carpe Diem String Quartet. Thank you very much for coming in, Charles, and devoting part of your evening on a Monday evening to just being here.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I guess we can start by just saying many, many people, of course, everybody almost who knows classical music very much knows that we are blessed with one of the great string quartets of the world. Some would say the greatest string quartet in the world, and that's the Takash right here at CU Boulder. And they have a whole series. And once a year on their Takash Quartet series, they honor some string quartet with the opportunity to show off their stuff, I guess you might say. And they gave you that opportunity this year, this past season. And I got to hear that concert. You all sounded wonderful. And I want to hear a little bit about just sort of the general direction that the Carpe Diem Quartet goes, and then we'll hear a little music of Reza Vali in a few minutes as well.
Yeah, it was a tremendous honor, of course, to be invited to play on the Takash series. And the Carpe Diem Quartet, we have really, I can't say we've devoted ourselves to any particular directions. What we discovered working together as a quartet, we've been together about 14 years now, and what we've discovered is that we're very interested in many types of music.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a tendency in the music biz to put people in boxes and be able to have a nice, mm-hmm. convenient label. So you're a quartet that plays Beethoven and Brahms and mm-hmm. Shostakovich, or you're a quartet like the Kronos that just plays contemporary music.
Right.
Or maybe you're even a quartet like the Turtle Island and you are going into jazz and other directions there. We found ourselves a quartet that we passionately love many types of music.
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
from the very beginning, we've been wearing many different types of hats. We try to wear them all as well as we can, but the main thing is that we follow paths any place where our musical curiosity and passion lead us. And so this concert that we played here in Boulder was an example of one direction that we've gone in. We've done a lot of work. In fact, we've now recorded 3 CDs of the music of Reza Vali.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a brilliant, brilliant and unique, I think, voice. He's from Tehran, and he became interested in the Persian modal methods of music theory. Some of these Persian modal systems date back hundreds of years. They predate the time of the Baroque.